Well, yeah, we'll get there. My point is that a lot of you are saying to yourself, I don't really know what to do. So I got to go learn what to do. And to learn what to do, first I've got to do. Because a lot of you are saying, I just want to sign people up and let them go do it. Well, how about you doing it first and then following you? So we got to start by doing the uncomfortable stuff of being a real network marketer. Because a lot of people think it's kind of like the lottery. I'll just talk to a whole bunch of people and I'll eventually find Dr. Luis Ariaza, and he'll like doing a lot of stuff. By the way, it's nice when that happens, trust me. But, and Avelia too, I don't want to say, is that mean they go, Dr. Luis, Dr. Luis? There's Avelia, she like runs him around. She's better than him. The point is, we got to get better so that when you get out there, you want to be able to look at someone in the eye and literally look them in the eye and say, you know something? You don't say it out loud, but in your head you're saying this. If you join me, you're lucky. That's true. I can tell you, Sandy Ellsberg sitting in the front row over there, and when she first talked to me on the phone, I know in her head she's saying, Corey Gold, if you join with me, you are lucky. And I could feel that through the phone. And I was lucky to join. And she got me in front of Dr. Wallach and Steve Wallach, and she made me do all the things it takes to be a network marketer. And I thank her for it, because this is a business of following the lead of other people. So you need to be following somebody else's lead, which means you can't be the kind of person who knows everything. You got to take some coaching. And we're doing a little bit of coaching right here. So you got to ask if you merit somebody joining you who's good at this business. You think people are joining Youngevity because we got 90 essential nutrients. Woo-hoo! Know what the world says? Who the hockey puck cares? Because I saw another box that had 147,000 nutrients on it, and they beat you by 139,999. So you guys aren't very good. You guys have 90. I saw another company that had 98. I saw another company that had 112. What makes you special with your hunt? You understand what I'm saying? It's not. You think people are enjoying the ingredients. And you're signing people up by saying, let me show you the 90 essential nutrients. Let me show you amino acids. Let me show you arginine. That's not why they're joining. They'll get excited about that later, but that's not why they're joining. Some of you are saying, we're a publicly traded company. We're 18 years old. We are in 65 countries. And know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing, and I'm looking at my watch. I don't care about any of that. So they say, let me tell you about our compensation plan. We have 8%, 7%, 6%, 5%, 8%, 7%. It's like a weather report on the CNBC channel. It's like, I don't know what that have you ever watched that show and you think that, do you think anybody really understands that thing on the bottom that keeps going around the bottom there with all those numbers on it? I don't think anybody really knows what that really means. I don't think so. But you think by telling them numbers, they're going to join. What people want is leadership. 99% of the world are followers, 1% are leaders, and you have to pick which percentage you want to be in. Now, leadership is not positional. There are people in my upline, I will tell you, there's a lot of them. I came in 12 years later, there's probably 4 million Oompa Loompas on top of me who are not leaders. And then there are some people above me who are amazing leaders like Sandy and Tom and others. Leader's not positional. Leader's who you are and what you do. There are people in my downline who are amazing leaders. Luis Reyes is an amazing leader. He could ask me to do something, I would do it. So you have to be the kind of person who becomes a leader. People are seeking change in their life, and they want to follow a leader. When I was a kid playing ball, our coach was a leader, and he helped us get better. And we listened to him, and we improved ourselves. If we didn't listen to our coach, it would have been a horrible season. The reality is that you need to get work on yourself and become a leader. You need to have more confidence. You need to have more posture. You're not begging people to join this business. You're asking people to change their lives with you. You think you're selling them $500 of nutritional products and you're apologizing for it, and I'm offering somebody the opportunity to change their life. Which one do you think they're more interested in? Change their life. If a mega pack was $1,000 or $5,000, I would still want it because I want to change my life. I'm not looking for how many bottles or boxes are in the package they send me. I'm looking for something significant, which is leadership and a pathway to success and somebody to show me how to get it done, and that only costs $500 and they actually send me a product, this is a great deal. You can't sell CEO megapacks until you understand what you're offering them is not just products, it's not just a comp plan, it's not just a company, it is an opportunity to change their life and for you to work with them. Do you understand the difference? Until you understand that difference, we're going to be stuck. So you really need to understand that what you're offering people. When I joined my first network marketing company, I'm a dentist. Do you think I woke up once in the middle of the night and said, God, you know what would make me so happy? If I could just find some vitamins to sell, that would make me so happy. I've been thinking about it for months. If I could just find a great, and some minerals, oh my God, that would be awesome. Maybe some arginine, that would just be amazing. My life would be so happy. If that's you, you're in the wrong room. None of you woke up saying that. In fact, some of you are still uncomfortable with that, right? It's okay to be uncomfortable with that. But when you woke up, you didn't say to yourself, I want to find a comp plan that pays me six levels. I want to pay a comp plan with a car bonus. You didn't know those things even existed. What you woke up with is a pain in your ass called your wallet being empty. And you said, I've got to take care of this by myself because no one else is going to do it. It's a big boy, big boy, big girl world. And it's time to change. Right? Right?